Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the International Court of Justice has begun hearing a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Lawyer Blinna Nigrawli told the top UN court that the situation in Gaza could not be more urgent, with civilians under relentless attack and bombardment. She asked the court to order Israel to immediately suspend its military operation in Gaza, where it says Israel is committing genocide against Palestinian civilians. Here's some of what she had to say.
The international community continues to fail the Palestinian people, despite the overt, dehumanizing, genocidal rhetoric by Israeli governmental and military officials, matched by the Israeli army's actions on the ground. Despite the horror of the genocide against the Palestinian people being live-streamed from Gaza to our mobile phones, computers, and television screens. The first genocide in history, where its victims are broadcasting their own destruction in real time, in the desperate, so far vain hope that the world might do something.
Naomi O'Leary is the Irish Times Europe correspondent. She joins us now, and you're welcome, Naomi, to the programme. We are hearing arguments, or the court at least was hearing arguments today from the South African legal team. Tomorrow the Israelis will respond. So can you talk us through some of the evidence that the South Africans put forward to support their case today?
Sure. The bulk of their evidence was submitted in written form in advance. So they really just provided a summary of what that was. And essentially what the South African lawyers have sought to convince the court is that there's sufficient evidence of genocidal intent and the committing of genocidal acts by Israel to justify the court to immediately order that all Israeli military operations in Gaza to be stopped to prevent the risk of genocide taking place. So they say, you know, we don't need to prove on the merits that this genocide is happening at this point, just that there's sufficient evidence for concern that it might. And so what we'll expect is that there should be a ruling in about 2 weeks. It's taken as a very urgent case given the circumstances. And then after that, the case may be heard on the merits of whether of South Africa's arguments.
And South Africa lawyers went through some of the, I suppose, points that they have to reach, or the levels that they have to reach in order to prove genocide, even though, as you say, that that wasn't the most urgent focus of the hearing for them today. And one of the things that they have to show is intent. What do they provide in relation to that?
So South Africa played footage of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the biblical destruction of Amalek, which was at the outset of the war, and then of Israeli soldiers chanting about Amalek and filming themselves blowing up buildings. So they listed many statements from various Israeli ministers and senior politicians that they said, you know, these are people in positions of power who are making statements that display genocidal intent, and that that's then being carried out by soldiers. So their evidence on that point was mostly quotes from Israeli leadership.
And in terms then to the evidence of a genocide happening in and of itself, there was an awful lot of detail provided by the lawyers in relation to the destruction of Gaza and the deaths that are taking place indeed every day there. And also some, but very few, photos and video evidence submitted.
That's right. The South Africa played some footage, for example, of desperate crowds in Gaza who were surrounding a small delivery of aid. Part of their argument is that the conditions that are required for life are being deliberately denied by Israel by not allowing insufficient humanitarian aid and by cuts to water and so on. And they also mentioned, which I thought was interesting, that they weren't going to overwhelm the court with video footage, that they'd chosen not to show many, many graphic videos, which they could have showed because they didn't want to turn the case into a spectacle. Perhaps this is anticipating that maybe Israel will use some of the footage of Hamas attacks when it makes its arguments tomorrow to try and convince the court that it's justified in its actions.
It was a very striking hearing from beginning to end, Naomi. I watched all of it. And I wonder, in terms of the political situation internationally, currently there are about 40 countries supporting South Africa in the case. The Irish government isn't, neither are there any European countries supporting South Africa. Do you think there's pressure for those countries to change their minds?
There is a lot of pressure internally. Obviously, we've seen that in Ireland from the opposition. It's a major theme in Belgium as well. The majority of the Belgian cabinet is actually in favour of supporting the case, and the Deputy Prime Minister has called for it. But one of the parties in coalition isn't convinced. It's also due to the enormous public interest in this case. It's not very usual for cases that go before the Hague and international law to command such public interest, but this clearly has done. And it was interesting to hear the South African lawyers argue today that this is, rarely has there been such a clear-cut case, but also that this is a test of the authority of the court itself and of international law as to whether, you know, these values and the laws that were set down in the ashes of the Second World War still have power and salience in the world today.
Finally, what can we expect from Israel tomorrow?
We anticipate that Israel will argue that what it's doing is necessary for self-defense, that they were attacked by Hamas. They will probably also characterize the Hamas attack as genocidal. They will also, as they've argued throughout the conflict, say that their army does everything that it can to prevent civilian casualties with things like warnings and telling people to leave areas and so on. So that's where what we're expected. It was noteworthy that the South African lawyers made it clear and wanted to point out that it wasn't the Jewish people or even the Israeli people who were accused of this, but it's specifically the Israeli government and its army. And they also argued that self-defense arguments and any context of conflict isn't a justification for genocide.
All right, Naomi O'Leary, we'll leave it there for the moment, and we will be returning to this issue after 5 o'clock.